proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. Perhaps you have visited the Holy Land, or maybe that's been on your wish list for quite some time, but I'd like to take you on a tour over the next few programs on a trip to Israel. And so I invite you to come with me and explore the land of the Bible. The word Israel means many things to many people. It is a person, a name given by God to Jacob in the book of Genesis. Israel means prince or minister with God. Indeed, the name given to the children of Israel was a blessing as well as a weight of eternal responsibility. They were to be God's spokespeople here on this earth. God gave them a land that was to bear their name for an eternal possession. According to Genesis chapter 15, God told Abraham that this land was to go from the great river of Egypt to the river Euphrates. In many centuries of history of the Jewish people, they have never possessed all the land that the Lord has promised them. During the wise King Solomon's reign, they probably had the largest expanse of that kingdom as far as land size. As they await that day, though, in the future, the Jewish people continued to dwell at least in part of that land. Today, the country and the land of Israel is diverse as the people who live there. So let's begin our tour of Israel by starting up in the north. From the Sea of Galilee and upward, you will find the Golan Heights on the eastern side that borders the countries of Jordan and Syria as well as Lebanon. The Golan is a beautiful and rugged area of the country that has sweeping views of Israel. This is really the high ground of Israel. Now, Israel has been defending this area, especially since the Six-Day War in 1967. The United Nations currently has an outpost in the demilitarized zone called Hunitra that serves as a buffer between Israel and Syria. Now, since the Yom Kippur War in 1973, there has been relatively quiet in this strategic area, but there have been several skirmishes over the years between the Syrian army and the Syrian rebel forces that have spilled into Israel. So far, this has been kept in check by the Israeli army. One ironic thing that has not been reported much by major news sources is that Israel has been somewhat secretly taking care of some of the wounded in this conflict. As we move up further from the Golan Heights, we come to Mount Hermon. Here, there is a ski resort on a snow-capped mountain. The snow that comes from the 7,000-foot mountain will eventually melt, creating the headwaters of the Jordan River, and then make their way southward toward the Sea of Galilee. This area is what we read from the biblical site of Tel Dan, located on the Lebanese border. This is where we remember the unique biblical description of the land of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba. In this beautiful spot on the Dan River is a nature reserve that is sometimes called the Garden of Eden. Now, this, of course, is not the Garden of Eden that we read of in the book of Genesis, but it boasts some amazing hiking trails along quiet streams in a thickly wooded area. As we make our way south from Tel Dan through the town of Kiryat Shmoneh, we pass by the ancient city of Hazor, the Canaanite city. We come now to the shores of the Sea of Galilee. The Galilee is quite a sight to behold, but what most people don't know is that the Sea of Galilee actually sits 600 feet below sea level. One unique feature about visiting the Sea of Galilee is that it is largely unchanged in topography since the time of Jesus. This is especially true when you tour the northern area of the Galilee. Visiting sites like Capernaum and Bethsaida really gives a feeling of stepping back in time to the stories that we read of in the Gospel accounts. Jesus performed many miracles here in this very area. Here in the Galilee, he set up his ministry headquarters, and it was also along the shores of the Sea of Galilee where he called his first disciples and then confirmed that calling to them after his resurrection that we read of in the book of John. Truly, the Upper Galilee of northern Israel is truly fascinating and definitely a favorite of many visitors in the Holy Land and also of myself. Now, from ancient history to the current people and industry, there is something to learn and appreciate at every turn. I invite you to join us again as we will now go to the Lower Galilee of the land of Israel. Now, also, if you're interested in about going to Israel, I want to mention that IBJM hosts an annual tour to Israel. I invite you to contact us here at IBJM.org for more information about that. As we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to IBJM.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.